Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah.
My sister in Christ, have I got a rental to show you? My sister in Christ, this ensuite bathroom, this Jack and Jill bathroom. My sister in Christ, it's on a nice cul-de-sac. I need a man. I don't want a boy. I want a man who leaves his dog to die. You know, are you going to step it up? Are you going to go into escrow?
My sister in Christ, have you been to Equinox?
My sister in Christ, are we going into escrow today or not? Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Rain, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. But we are on Zoom, honey, because I went to Steve Heitner's wedding in New Orleans this weekend, and I tested negative and everything, but I just wanted to give it a week before I put people back in the garage, honey.
Hey, Steve Heitner.
Steve Heitner. Our drunkle has gotten married, and it was so fun. I'm so happy. I cried like a baby to sweet Lady Elaine. Which is not to say that he will not be competing for my heart at Dynasty Typewriter on December 9th. Get your tickets now, live or virtually. He'll be competing for my heart. Dracula will be back competing for my heart. Brian Safi.
Oh.
You know, I like when he gave me the Ask Me About My Butthole t-shirt last year for Fantasy Suites Lingerie. Aaron Foley, I mean, come on. Robbie Benedict, who's going to win my heart this year? There's Jack Keese? I don't know. I'm just because I have a suitor doesn't mean that I can't be in a poly relationship.
You may have to cut up your heart and divide it among
all the
people.
With a man and a Dracula? I don't know. Maybe Dr. Banana will be playing the part of Aaron. I don't know. Anything is possible. But that's all coming. We'll talk later about how to get your tickets. But don't make me get my real estate license. We need a Phil Dynasty to prove that we can go on tour. Because Anna and I want to go on tour so we can go to your weddings. If we can justify a live show near your wedding, then we'll do it. But we got to get the ticket sales. So you got to come to us so we can come to you. You know what I'm saying?
And I think people should start paying you to go to their weddings. I know you would never ask. Me be the conduit.
This is a new career.
Just paid a little stipend. Okay. You know, you're not asking for the moon.
It's like
paid
cameo.
For the wardrobe, hair, and makeup.
Yes.
If you would like us to go to your wedding, please reach out to our rep, Mary Lynn, okay?
Mary Lynn is covered.
She's also wearing a headset. She's rolling calls right now.
You also might know her from 24.
Yeah. No, that's two business or first class tickets.
Yes.
That's what they're going to need. And
by
a garment bag. with a choice of outfits for the night. We need a gel manicure morning.
Yes, I just got one.
We need a full lash. Full lash.
Yes, a full lash.
And we're going to need pieces of
hair. We're just going to be having
to
be hair.
They need a personal spray tan.
I have a spray tan right now for Wow.
They will
live.
Be there. They will be there. Yeah.
Wait, are you our agent?
By the way, you're better than my agent. We share the same agent, I think, and you're better than our agent. And I want to say that you also, here's what we can guarantee. If you're worried, if you're like, I don't know, maybe my cousins are duds, right? Or like maybe my friends from college have settled down, they're less fun. We can get your party started, guaranteed.
There's just
guaranteed.
A base level of cash. That
there's just
paid,
a base level.
Guess what? Look, their calendar clears. If you want that
way,
money, guess what? They're free the day of your wedding. That's how that works.
Or
offer the cash.
And easier way would be to fucking come to the Dynasty show, sell it out so that we could come to a live show near you to at least like justify, like, here we are and wherever nearby we could support a live show so that we can come get your wedding.
I think I'm the only person here who's actually had Arden at their wedding.
And
despite the fact that that marriage didn't work, my wedding was the best part of it.
Divorces.
Thank you, by the way.
Was the best part
by
of
the
my
way,
marriage.
My marriage, that was my date, and my marriage at your wedding also didn't work. And so me dancing at your wedding was the best part
of
your wedding.
You dancing at my wedding. Just you dancing at the wedding is enough for anyone to want you there.
That's right. Also, Mary Lynn's marriage didn't work. Here we are. Look, this is the divorce.
Let's just have a reception of the three of us and invite all of our friends from our former spouses.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, we'll say, because I know she'll be listening, I am happily now remarried, so I don't want to focus too much on my failure.
No, by the way, God bless our failures, because if we didn't have the failures, we wouldn't be the people that we are today.
100%.
I truly believe everything happens for us and not against us. I do not regret. I was happily married. It was a goodwill towards him. And,
it's too,
fun.
Me too. Goodwill
I have a
towards
nice
Mary
suitor.
Lynn's ex.
And goodwill towards
you,
Mary Lynn's ex.
You know what? We got a good decade. We got a good decade of marriage.
You got a great kid. Come on.
It's all
for the greater good. I've got a fun new suitor. I brought him to Steve's wedding, and then I went. Then we went to Austin to his friend's wedding. It's been a lot of weddings.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. I had to sort of explain to him who Steve was, and Steve kept poking him drunkenly in the chest, almost punching him when he met him in the chest, and he kept saying stuff, kind of drunk, look, I didn't have a protective father or brother, really, so it was almost like at least some man is protective of me on Earth. It was like, I'm not saying that you gotta be good to her, but I'm saying, he goes, I'm saying... She cares about you, but I don't. Like, he was threatening him by saying, I'm not threatening you, but he did, like, punch him in the chest three times. But ultimately seemed to come around and enjoyed my suitor. Anyway, let me just introduce the guest so we can get going about love. Love is in the air. Whether it's having your suitor punched in the
engagement.
Chest.
Engagements are in the air.
Engagements are here. The wedding, Anna and I, our wedding business, our new agent is here. Our new agent, you might know her as just a movie star, a television star from 24. She's an authoress. She's an author. She has a great new book out called Famish that you can get on her, and as well as her tour dates. She's a brilliant stand-up comedian. Her name is Marion Lynn Rice Cub, but if you're like, oh, I don't know how to spell that last name, just like nobody knows how to spell my last name, don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it, because she made her website nice and simple. Go to marylynn.com. You can order her book. You can get her tour dates. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend divorcee, Mary Lynn Rice-Cub.
Yes.
Plugging it out of the gate.
Also with us, a man who is a brilliant comedy writer. As I've said before, this guy, it's perfect that he's on with a whole gaggle, a coven of witches, because he writes for women like nobody's business. As he said, he's just an old straight white man writer trying to stay in the game. And by the way, he's talented enough to stay in the game. You know him, you love him, our friend divorcee, Bill Kunstler.
Oh, thank you. All right, this is like I'm all women in my house, too. It's my life.
Remarried.
You're good at it.
No longer a divorcee.
remarried.
Also with us, two people who are not divorcees, but they're divorcees in my heart because that's how connected I feel to them. In my mind, one of them is already married and divorced, my brother. In my mind, another one, the other one is married and divorced, one, my former cat, Keith. Ladies and gentlemen, Katie Levine and Dr. Ariana Tana, Rosanna Rosanna, Dana, Hannah Montana, Anna Banana, Mittens Marine, Hosnier, Dr. Banana, Katie Levine, welcome to the program.
Wow, thank you for always having us, your mini divorcees.
You know what? We have you just cyber divorced so you don't actually have to go through the trauma of getting divorced. So you got it over with here because we wouldn't wish it on anyone.
No.
Not fun. It's horrible. Even when it's not contentious, it's horrible. Okay, that's fun. Let's go to
my sister in Christ. Are you all right?
Actually, I am all right. By the way, that's the thing. Here's the thing. What's bananas about all of this? I can say I love watching Bachelor in Paradise, and this podcast got me through everything. And I don't think I've ever been happier, which is so bonkers. Here we are in paradise. Did you know that we met Grocery Store Joe and Serena a couple weeks ago?
I heard.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and they were delightful.
They were gorgeous.
Yeah.
And delightful.
They're always like 10 times more gorgeous in person than.
They're so
gorgeous.
I wish
I could see them in person and touch them in person.
I wanted to touch them, but I didn't because it's 2022 and that's not cool. You can't just touch anybody that any bachelor contestant. Right.
2018.
And then Ashley I.
Would have been fine. 2018.
That's right, Chris Harrison. Sure, 2018, Chris Harrison.
2022, it's verboten.
And then even like Ashley I comes on, she's like in a sweatshirt, gorgeous. Aww. Just, they're gorgeous. Dr. Banana, can you agree with all that?
Yeah, beautiful people. Gorgeous. Even like Joe, Grocery Store Joe, is just like such a like Midwest dude. You're like, wow, you must have been the most attractive guy in the Midwest. Incredible how they find these people. And he told us that he was scouted at a Whole Foods.
Yeah, not even at his own grocery store.
Oh my God.
Wow. By the way,
Whole Foods Joe. Whole Foods
Joe. Somebody emailed in, and I can't remember where, but we did have somebody contact us. It might be in our email if you want to take a peek, Dr. Beebe's. Some woman said that they knew of a lady that was scouted. So apparently, because we said we were discussing if it was only the guys, apparently some fan emailed in and said that no, sometimes ladies get scouted, allegedly. Apparently. Okay, so here we are. This was only one episode this week. So just so everybody knows.
There's only one episode this week?
Yeah.
Last night I watched and it was so boring. There's a lot of people behind desks and just talking about, you know, red
desks?
Waves.
Were you watching?
I was thinking none of these people are here for the
election. Oh, the election. The election.
Uh-oh.
So we have two more. We have two more weeks at paradise. We have two more weeks at paradise. Before we have the finale, Katie's now in a full panic after Bill made an election joke. He's just in a full panic.
Yeah, do not burst the bubble.
We don't talk about real life here, Bill. We do not talk about real life till the end when we talk about adoption and voting. Okay. We do not bring in the outside world.
Okay.
We are here to hide under our sleep crowns and pretend that the real world doesn't exist.
Duly noted.
So here we are.
Storms only happen in paradise. Tropical
Brandon,
storms.
Okay, so we have Brandon and Serena are just sleeping on a daybed. And so the way it sort of works is we kind of like – it's not particularly in order during Paradise when we do it. So we can kind of pick triangles and discuss. Who would you like to start with, Mary Lynn?
Oh, boy.
Kate?
I almost called her Gabriella. Erin and Genevieve.
Okay.
Are we just done talking about them?
Yeah, they weren't super featured this week, were they?
Well, let's talk about it. She wants to talk about it.
Sure, I'm a good
for it. Did they have a big fight?
That was last week. I watched them back to back.
Oh, yeah,
we can talk about it.
They're back in love this week.
They're back in love. And according, last week we talked about from Reddit, it seems like that maybe they're not still in love because they were talking about they seem to be disagreeing on Twitter about how their fight was edited. It seems like perhaps, without doing spoilers, and again, we don't But it's weird. It's like, I don't want to root for them because they do seem like they shouldn't be together. Mm-hmm. And yet I'm now
They're kind of made for each other.
Yeah, they kind of are. And I can't believe that he fights in such a toxic, gaslighting manner, but then she gets hooked right in. It's hard to watch their fights. What do you think, Mary Lynn?
She almost seems reasonable sometimes.
Yeah.
Who was that on this pod that was saying, which one of you guys was saying, like, I'm kind of... into her now.
Anna's into her.
Yeah. You get sucked in and you're like, she's very emotional and hot-headed, but she's sort of is making sense. And then he just turns it and then they just keep spinning in this loop.
Yeah.
And it's
he tricks her.
For them. And I feel like I've now been manipulated that there's even a side of me that like gets gaslit because I'm like, no, just keep going. But then when they get back together, there's a side of me and I'm like, Artem, what's wrong with you? Like, you should grab your friend Genevieve,
Can I defend both of them for a second?
Please,
defend both of them. They're young. The mistakes they
make. And they're hammered. They're young and hammered.
The mistakes that they make are fixable. They're fixable.
May I defend them for a moment? Wait, I want to hear.
We're going to come to you in a second, Marilyn. I want to give Bill the floor. Talk to me, Bill. What do you mean?
I'll give you an example. I think it was in the edit. I think he probably did spend a lot of time with her. But when she wanted to spend more time with him, she said it to him in sort of, she didn't mean to. And this is why it's fixable. This is a learnable mistake. She said it to him in kind of an accusatory way, as if he was making a conscious decision. When he talked back to her, instead of trying to understand where she was coming from, what the basis of, even though she didn't say it in the right way, why what she was trying to say was actually lovely, he got super defensive. These, ladies and gentlemen, are fixable mistakes. And I can say that as someone who's made every one of these mistakes over all my relationships.
As you say this, I'm also aware, if we look back, we know as viewers, her hackles were extra up because she's about to say, I've fallen in love with you.
Yeah.
So she's feeling super insecure and she doesn't know how to play it cool. It's almost like she's got a ring in her pocket and is burning a hole and he doesn't know a proposal's coming.
Yeah.
So she's like, are you sure you want to wear that dress? You know what I mean? Like, you going to wear those shoes to walk on the rocks? Like, she knows she's got like a present in her pocket and can't just be chill about it.
Yeah, they need
like,
to learn
hey,
each other and they need to get better at being in a relationship. And so the question is, are they bad people? Like, it sounds like something is, Anna, were you about to slam them? I don't know. But they seem like decent people to me.
I like Genevieve. I think she's great television. I think she's really fun. And I also think she's very real in the sense that you could not get her to play it cool. You could pay her $1 million. She couldn't play it cool.
Oh, yeah,
$1 million to go to your wedding. Give her hair extensions. Yes. Give her a dress.
She's really, she's really grown on me. I think she's fun. I think she's funny. But Aaron, yes, I'll slam Aaron because his whole existence is an offense to me. Just everything about him where he was like, and so, babe. Remember when I said I was falling in love? I wasn't. And she's like, and then he's like, just kidding, babe.
Yeah.
I'm already in love.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Like, fuck yourself.
This is also a woman that cannot rebound from his switcheroo of I'm not. I lied. Okay,
she's
now, like, yeah, she can't
so
handle
on
it.
Edge, and he cannot be making these jokes.
Babe, I like when you're Aaron. Do Aaron.
Babe, so... in conclusion, I love you. That's like his energy. You're like, okay, who made you?
San Diego made him. Speaking of San Diego, Dr. Banana has designed for us. We are going to have a special t-shirt merch bundle. And I believe this sums up Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
It is like a very 80s style. It's got a palm tree on it. It kind of feels Miami Vice. And it says it's going to be a t-shirt that you can get with your ticket for, it's like just for the show. And it says Party Champ. And so if you want to be a Party Champ, I feel like Aaron is a Party Champ.
He really is. We should get him on this podcast.
How would you say Party Champ if you were Aaron?
I'm a Party Champ.
I can't help if I'm a fucking Party Champ.
And in conclusion, I'm a party chomp.
Look, I'm sorry. If you want to go talk to me, I'm busy talking to my boys because I'm a fucking party chomp. Or if I need to discuss pigeons versus rats and the fucking evolution, don't stop the fucking party chomp mid-party. All right, Mary Lynn, you have the floor to discuss the party chomp.
What about my time? I mean, if this is happening on your time, when things are happening for me? I don't have my party... Party, what is it called?
Champ, party champ. Are you a party champ, Mary Lynn?
I don't have my party champ sweatshirt on. I can't have this discussion right now. I like when his brain, when he starts to reason something and then he gets distracted, he's like, yeah, so I was telling her, oh, bro, look at that wave.
Yes.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, this is a guy who is, his pull is to be in the pool with his bros.
Yes.
No matter how much, everything else, he's just like, he wants the momentary love feelings, but he just wants to go hang out with his dudes. And I guess he'd be a good guy if you don't push him or ask that of him. He'll show up on his own time. I'll show up.
Yeah, you're right. If you were, look, we saw that when he got carried off into the sunset by James last year. He's as advertised. He's a party champ. His best friend has an entire femur tattoo. His whole leg is tattooed, James. Like, if you're cool with your bro, just like letting the boys be boys. And like, if you're, cause like some people are, they're like, I don't give a shit. I'm happy that he's got James. I don't give a shit. He can go play like volleyball in the pool and like count your boners, whose boner floats the highest in the pool. Like, Katie,
that is a game that us men play a lot.
By the way, Katie Levine will be on it cause she's our boner patrol. Like, if you're cool with a dude and then like when he's had a couple of Coronas or like, Mezcals and just gonna come over and be like, babe, you look hot in your fucking thong. Give me a kiss. You know, like, then you'd be
he's like, I just need 10 minutes for you to say, will you marry me? And I love you and I'm in love with you. And then you can go back to doing what you do.
Just and he's like, how high do you think I can jump? Do you want to see?
It's also like, that's exactly what you're dealing with. And if you're Genevieve who needs to feel connected and secure, people are like, my love language. And I know a lot of people, I know people love that and they read the book. And like, so I got into a relationship many, many years ago before this whole love language. And so then re-entering the dating world of like, my love language is physical touch. My love language is gifts. Like, I'm like, what are we... Okay, what? Like, what are we talking about? My love language is fucking jumping really high. And like, so I would imagine her love language is probably affirmation and like quality time, maybe. And his is like hanging with the bros.
My love language is going to a place where my allergies don't act up.
My love language is fucking watching trash TV, watching like Love is Blind.
But love languages are put in place so that when we become AI, they can easily be transferable to like icons. It's like bling, bling, bling. I gave you your love language, bling, in the form of an electronic.
Dude. Okay. So Mary Lynn, so you're speaking against both of them. Is there anything else you want to say about Genevieve or Aaron? Because I know you want the floor to speak against both of them.
Oh, no, I just, that was the first couple that popped to my mind. They're taking up a lot of real estate in my mind. I'd like to be done with them. I can't quit them.
Yeah.
When they're cuddling and they're kissing, it's disgusting, but I also love it. I want them to be happy together. Yeah. I just don't think it will happen.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Kate, Hayden, and Logan.
Oh, my.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails. And the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. All right, so here we are, the women of the power. We're going to the rose ceremony. Kate and Hayden, it's like she comes back from her date, which seemed to last a really long time.
Yeah.
Last we saw them, they were like zip lining, and like he was chicken shit. Okay, I am a cowardly person. I've been on that zip. This is not a scary zip line, okay? It's like his reaction to that zip line was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah,
agreed. But they did go upside down.
I mean, that was the best part. Somebody tweeted us that they felt like he got teabagged by the cameraman, which was exciting. And I was like, maybe that's why he was afraid. He had like a full cameraman chode in his mouth, which was exciting. So Kate is like, all of a sudden we see the side of her that is on like Selling Sunset, like that kind of like rich LA realtor. Like, look. Okay, I had Kate down. Hey, okay, look. Hayden's rich. Like, I feel like
she's always smiling.
Yeah. I feel like I want to be fought for. Okay. Like, I want to take a temperature check. Logan. So then she's talking to Logan out on the beach. He's like, I'm really sorry I let you go on that date and I didn't fight for you. She's like, yeah, let's take a temperature check here. Like, I want to be fought for. All these women want to be fought for. And he's like, she's like, Logan, you're aloof, okay? I want to be wanted. I wanted an ultimatum. And he's like, well, I was just going with my head versus my heart. She's like, so why didn't you say that? Because it felt like you just went with your head, but where is your heart? She's like, okay, well, I just wanted to say I don't want you to go, and I don't want you to go with anyone else. She's like, oh, I am happy to hear that. And she goes, yeah, I pursued you from the jump. And then they kiss in the rain.
Yeah,
and then
the rain.
She ran. And then they ran back and she did the bachelor jump. And they did the bachelor jump and kissed in the rain again. And everybody cheered like it was The Notebook. And he was grabbing her by the ass cheeks and her denim shorts. And then she kissed Logan in the rain. they're made for each other. I wish they would just, like, whatever. She could have Hayden or Logan. I don't care. Like, I am after what happens next. So let's just talk about that before we get to the second part. Let's talk about the rain kiss, the chat on the beach, the ultimatum, the Logan. the Eliza wanting the ultimatum. The ladies that want the ultimatums, I'm going to go to Marilyn first.
The ultimatums is one thing. Logan and Kate, as you were describing the kiss her, you know, how she speaks to him and what she thinks of him, but she's attracted to him. She's horny for him. She might be being a little short-sighted. Maybe he would make the perfect like TikTok boyfriend, stay-at-home boyfriend. Yes. She is so in control and he is okay with it. As long as she doesn't completely disrespect him, she could be like, Logan, we have to make our video today. You're making me my matcha, right? And they could... She could dress him up. They could make videos where he says all the things he does for her and stay in the public, you know, and she could be
so smart.
Yeah. She could be in control of the money.
You're right. Because
just put him to work.
You're right. Because that is the reality of the cash flow now. Like, and we'll get to that in a second. Like, if she wants her Equinox private trainer money, like, I got an Equinox. I have a private trainer. He doesn't belong
to me. I jumped ahead in
But you're right. Like, that's really smart because, like, the reality is you have a window in time. If you can control the narrative and make yourself a TikTok couple, if you can, like, get it going early and produce enough videos on the daily content, you can earn some money for a while if you keep it cute and keep it tight and you sort of domesticate him and she's running it.
And I think you're right. Sort of is okay with that. Like, his vibe, I think he doesn't mind her sort of dictating the power play. But when she goes below the line, you know, below the belt and hits at him, that's just like, what's your end game? Like, she seems like she's got some master plan, but I don't think she does. And that kind of factors into the ultimatum thing where it's like, what are you doing? Everyone's just reacting of how I want you to act. And that's not a great look for anyone.
But I have to say, the sheer fact of you negotiated for Dr. Banana and I better than anybody just now, the fact that you even thought of, like, thinking that you thought one step ahead, you have a real mastermind. I'm impressed by your business savvy. Bill, what did you think of the kiss, the conversation, the ultimatums?
I don't like her.
No,
and I'm trying to remember, and maybe you can briefly remind me, because it's an old show. I don't want to take too much time. Under what circumstances did she leave The Bachelor? Because I felt like it was a little dicey with her, but I can't remember.
Mm. Good question. No.
Does anyone remember?
She just got sent home.
She just got sent home. There wasn't anything with her.
She didn't get into a fight with someone on the tell-all, or that was someone else.
She did a little bit.
I mean,
bit.
She did with Shanae.
Katie.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, with Shanae. But otherwise, no, she had an uneventful time on air. I think
she's one of those people that, as Katie can, like, she swung hard. She's one of those people that knew she was, like, had a thin chance to make it to Paradise, and if she was enough of a dick at the women tell all, she played hard.
I don't like her. She reminds me of a woman I dated. Her name was Jenny a long time ago, and she put on a little. She has kind of an air about her. Like, I'll give you an example. I dated this woman, Jenny, and my parents were in town. We went out to dinner, and Jenny used the word sublime to describe something, and my mom came home and said, she used the word sublime. And I feel
like... Is it her favorite band?
What's that?
Sublime is my favorite band.
Yeah.
Like, mom, it was a band.
The foie gras was sublime.
Anything sublime.
That reminds me of Kate. Like, there's something... Like, Kate puts on some airs. And I didn't think this at first. I kind of liked her at first. But as we've gotten to know her... Logan is just... How old is Logan? 24?
You know, 26?
26, whatever. He smells like leather. He
smells like leather.
Right? I mean, as I said, old leather. You know, he's
26. And
he's like a very typical guy. Like, I don't have a lot of feelings about him. Like, but she really annoys me, and it's hard to root for them. It's hard to root for them because I think she clearly, she clearly doesn't really, she's not there for the right reasons. Can I use a cliche?
Can I use a cliche?
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can.
I think that she wants to find someone, but she's in no way ready. So it's sort of an offshoot of not being there for the right reasons.
Dr. Banana and Katie, how did you feel about this kiss in the rain and their ultimatum conversation?
She sucks. I'm sorry. She's a snake. She's like one of those people that like is so type A that you're like, can you just kind of, you got to chill out a little. Like she's here to take over the world, but she's just not genuine. I don't know. To me, she's not genuine, but she's also not compelling. I'm like, I find you so intense that I'm like, I can't enjoy watching you because I'm afraid that you're going to like steal my husband. Like, it's like so intense that I want to like her.
If your husband was rich, she would steal him.
So, but if he was rich. She's just too intense for me.
By the way, the fact that she is even entertaining the idea of Hayden is hilarious.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hilarious. So let's get to that. Okay, and then I'm going to give the floor first to Katie after we get to this. So here we go. So it's right before the rose ceremony. And so it's basically they have this big thing. It's like, I'm sorry I went on the date. Like, okay, they're all coupled up. The whole beach cheers. They keep cheering like they're in High School Musical and they've just won the homecoming game. Like there's a lot of cheering and crying for people. It's a very, very young high school like camp feeling of like, all the people on the beach. Yeah. It feels very young this year.
They live and die with each other.
Yeah, it's very weird. So then in the morning, so everybody's like, oh, okay, it's Logan and Kate. In the morning, she wakes up and she's like, okay, Logan is younger than me by 7 years. I am an adult woman and he is a boy. Okay, well, you knew that last night when you made out with him.
Yeah.
He is a boy. You can't afford to work out at Equinox. I have a trainer. By the way, she's now best friends with Shanae, who she attacked at the fucking after the final.
And that's also a trip because that messes with us as a viewer because I was way back when kind of invested in Shanae and Logan. And then to watch her be like, yeah, how does he kiss? Like, gross.
By the way, it also shows you that Shanae, unlike Victoria F., who has come back and actually been sweet the entire time, like, because she was a villain.
Oh, she was?
Shanae has come back. She was sweet. And now she's back to it. She's a little bit sweeter, but she's still Shanae at the end of the day. Well, and so
can
here's
I just
so she
say
goes,
real quick, doesn't that also, her and Kate and Shanae having a friendship now makes it Kate seem even more disingenuous because clearly when she went to go talk with Kate or to Shanae in that moment after like they tell Logan told her, she was just trying to get camera time because feels like there actually is no beef and you actually are friends. And in that moment, you took the opportunity to be like, oh, if I go confront Shanae, that's going to show up on camera.
So she goes, you can't afford to work at an Equinox. I have a trainer. He has two roommates, my sister in Christ. I am 33 years old. I had chef's kiss to the editors. I love the my sister in Christ edit. Like, I love her talking. Like, everybody in the beach, my sister in Christ.
I'm pretty sure Christ had two roommates too, I think, for a lot of the time. So.
And didn't he die at 33?
Yes.
I just kept thinking that. Everybody dies at 33. And John Belushi, right? So then
John Belushi and Christ.
And John Belushi and Chris Farley?
In Christ.
And Christ.
I could be wrong.
Janis Joplin and Christ.
So then she goes, so now we all know that Hayden sucks. He disrespected our Queen Gabby. He was rude and crass about the women's bodies. And
the dog thing alone.
The dog thing alone.
All of that.
So she goes, Hayden is so together. He owns vacation luxury rentals in Florida. And I deserve that. I'm tired.
Ew.
I don't want to have to. I deserve that. I don't want to have to carry someone else. This man has some money, which we love. I want a man who has provider energy.
Oh, my God.
And so then she gives the rose to Logan. And then when he comes up to get it, she goes, I need more. And he's like, uh-huh. Are you going to give it to me? Are you going to step it up? Are you going to give me more? Are you ready to step it up? And then the next day he's like, what the fuck was that? She like gave me the rose, but then was like, kind of scolding and shaming me, like, before she...
His face was like, that was rough. Because he's like, what's the quickest way for me to get out of this? Like, I can try to argue with her in this moment, but he's like...
Yeah.
Like, I'll take the rose.
You got to take the rose.
Shamed and humiliated. Like, what just happened?
She literally emasculated him as she handed him the rose.
It's kind of amazing more people haven't, when they're giving out a rose, done that. Because if you're accepting the rose, you've got to eat shit no matter what. You can say anything you want in that moment.
She's a trailblazer.
Honestly, that is a trailblaze moment.
She's like, do you think your dick will get hard? Let me know.
I don't know. I'll take the rose.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So now that we have the full thing, Katie Levine, I'm going to let you start out. Now that we have the full story, what did you think of her kissing him, then going, wait, but Hayden has money, all of that?
No, she's awful. Like, I don't like her. I think she's on here completely for airtime and to get famous. I don't think she likes either of these guys whatsoever. Mm-hmm. She clearly doesn't like Logan. I mean... The way I understand her points of like, oh, I'm older, I'm established, he's not, you know, I want someone that maybe is mature and has a career. But the way she's going about it is just straight up mean. And
also, you knew that when you accepted the first date with him.
Yes.
There's never, if that's the age spread, that's the deal. So if you're not cool with that, why use that against him now? Because it was always the deal.
And I think her going around going, well, Hayden's rich. It's just like, you're just like, oh, my God.
You're on camera.
Yeah. And then also, like, what she said to Logan at the rose ceremony I thought was rude and mean and just, like, weird.
Yeah.
And I just don't like her. She doesn't deserve she doesn't deserve any of these guys. Like, she sucks. She's not here. She's not here for them. She's here for herself and to further her fame.
I have a question and a point, if that's okay.
Please, Bill.
My question, because all of you, I don't really follow any of these people on social media, so I don't know like who's making a killing. Are the people that were considered villains or made giant mistakes? Because I seem to recall one guy, and I can't remember, like lost 100,000. Followers.
Oh yeah. It was the guy who was the roofer.
Brendan.
The roofer.
Yeah.
Brendan and Piper.
Because he was a nice guy and he was a real snake in the
grass. Yeah. And so, like, are the people that make any kind of money on social media from this? Do they tend to be the nicer, more liked ones? Like,
that's a good question. Or do the people who, like, you would know,
also do a lot of questionable kind of mean shit? Like Katie just said, you know.
I bet that Brendan would have made more money, I would imagine, if he'd stayed. Brands wouldn't want to race and be with him, probably.
Yeah, so if that's the case, I don't know how anyone who has that as their goal would want to say the kind of things that she said. So she's either not as smart as she thinks she is. You know, you want to come off as a likable person, which she isn't doing. So that, I was just curious about that. My point is, with Logan, he was insulted, but at the end of the day, he has no fucking clue what she's really talking about. As far as what,
because she never said it to his face.
It's so like,
she doesn't
what
know
she's
what
saying
he's
to
talking
him
about.
Is,
step it up.
Yeah, what she's saying to him is that by step it up, what I mean is, I'd like you in the next hour to get a six-figure job, if that's possible.
Yeah, that's the thing that doesn't make any sense. Like, how do you demand somebody to be? I want you to not be you. I want you to have a much better career. I want you to be a lawyer. It's like, well, that's not who he is.
But he thinks it means like I should plan a picnic or something.
You're right. Because she didn't say anything to him. And it's also like, well, that's not who he is.
No. So that was my question and my point. Thank you.
Dr. Banana, what did you think? I mean, it's like asking somebody to not be themselves. It's like, I need you to get rich. Dr. Banana.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, he's 26, like you said. How did she not know, like you said? Like, I mean, I don't even know what else is there to say. Like, I hate to say this because I'm not exactly a Logan fan, but he deserves better.
Honestly, he's actually been pretty... Wow.
Like, how could someone bring me to that point?
Wow, like, Katie, I see
Logan,
Katie grabbing the mic.
You need to think of yourself.
You know what? I have to say, Logan does deserve better.
That's what I'm saying. She just doesn't deserve... I mean, like, I don't like Hayden. I really, really dislike Hayden. But, like, I just don't think she deserves anyone on this beach right now.
No.
Like, and Logan, I mean, he's really done nothing wrong to her, has he?
That's true.
Like, no, he's just all. Being himself, which isn't what she wants and isn't right for her in her life. And she doesn't have to be, like, patronizing about it. Yeah. She's so condescending towards him. Also, it's rude.
What guy on the... Oh, it's just Hayden. We don't even know how does Hayden have any money? Like, what does
he do? He has foreign properties or something?
It sounds like he's...
leisure properties?
Yeah, it sounds like he owns, like, Airbnbs or something. Who
or
knows?
He probably owns, like, timeshares.
Yeah. Oh, right. My God. He's totally a timeshare guy. Yeah.
Okay, wait. I want to just say one thing. I'm watching Love is Blind season 3.
Me too.
Love that show. So good. I can't wait for the two episodes that just come out today to the finale. A lot of the women, so I was never raised to like find a provider. I was always raised with you're going to have to take care of yourself. Even when I was married, we kept separate bank accounts. Like I've never been taken like on a trip anywhere. Like I was never raised. I mean, Marilyn's shaking her head. Like so it's interesting watching
Sisters
on Love is Blind.
Sisters of Christ.
So when I watch these shows like Love is Blind, like there's a lot of women there that are with these perfectly nice guys, but they're like, I'm used to a certain level of comfort, and I expect to stay at home and taken care of. And they're like, okay, well, I'm trying, but like, I don't. And like, even when they meet the parents, so like, my daughter needs to be taken care of. Like, and I'm just thinking, okay, but why can't they get a job? Like, I just don't know. These guys are like, okay, but this is what the amount of money I have right now. Like, people are where they are, and you can't just force them to become millionaires if that's not what's happening. Katie has thoughts, yeah. and then Mary Lynn, you get the floor next.
No, I agree. I was not raised that way. I was raised to be like, hey, you make your own. Like, you make your own money. You make your own life and don't depend on anyone else. Like, I don't depend on Anthony for anything.
Look, everybody lives differently, and I understand if people have kids and somebody chooses to stay. Like, I understand.
Kids changes the equation, in my opinion, because it's like kids are a lot of work. But if you're
for sure,
if you don't have kids and you're able to, like, I like working. I like being busy.
Too. I think it gives esteem. It's just interesting when people are like, I'm tired. I want somebody to cover me. Well, I'm tired too. It's just like a whole other. We're all tired.
I'm so tired.
Marilyn, you're shaking your head.
I would like to start now and just say I'd like to be provided for.
Me too.
I made
I'm
a mistake.
So tired. Me too.
I think
too.
That we've been brainwashed into providing for ourselves when we should have been shaking our money makers.
Yes.
And we should have been looking in the bank account number one. I think Kate is all of us. We made out with Hot Logan. Maybe we married Hot Logan. And guess what? We messed up if we did that.
We should have married
Hayden. If she were to keep kicking the can down that road, we should all have Hayden and Rambo in our marriage bed.
Yep. We all want to marry a Hayden Rambo now.
Combination.
I guess
yeah.
It does make sense because if you did marry Hayden for his money, you could actually probably do whatever you wanted because he would just ignore you the whole time for Rambo and then you would actually have your own life and it would actually work out great because you don't have to interact with him because he's too busy crying over Rambo.
You're saying some concubines on the side?
Yeah, I mean, just have your own life and be like, yes, Hayden, babe, love you. Or have you deposited the check into my account?
I had a
yes,
late
Yes, send my
lunch
love to
today.
Rambo.
I'm working late with Sam in accounting.
You have four women on here who are all like...
We're the providers.
Yeah. We have four women that are like, wait, what? Huh.
And, hey, cut all that out. We're back. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
my
wife is a super provider for our family. I mean, you know, we both provide. All kidding aside, I agree with all of you.
I'm very
you should chase the money.
Chase the money.
All kidding
chase
aside.
The money. Show me the money.
Are you chasing that bag, though? That's what my son says to me, my 14-year-old son.
So, he says what?
You chasing that bag, though?
Chasing that bag.
The bag?
He goes,
wow,
Mom,
you have a
why are you
Gen
traveling
Zier
so much?
In your house?
Yeah, he's 14.
Incredible.
Mom, why are you traveling so much? I go, oh, I did the book tour. I'm going on tour for stand-up. I thought he was like, oh, my gosh, he wants me to be around more. So I'm explaining to him. He goes, yeah, but you chasing that bag, though?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I'm here for it.
I have a 15-year-old daughter, and can you please send her a link to this pod? Because I want her to learn from you guys. I want her to get this message.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't have to study, really. Or
but yeah. All of us, we're the wrong ones. You got to hook her up with somebody else. We're the ones that are... Fuck it. We're the ones that didn't know how to do that.
No, you're the right ones because you've gone this direction and you're saying, you know what? We went the wrong way.
We're all so tired. We're so tired.
She doesn't want to be tired.
Oh, God. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Justin, Eliza, and Rodney.
Guys, it's time for Bachelor in Paradise. Put on your monokinis and get ready to get an STD.
Arriba.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. If you hear a background noise, it's because I'm in the bougie garage and it's freezing and I have my heater on for a second. So don't be afraid.
I'm scared.
Of a humming sound. But be scared. Okay, here we go. Eliza, Rodney, and Justin.
Oh, my God.
I mean, so she's in bed. So she's in bed sobbing. And
wait, is this before because she was sobbing most of the episode. This is before.
I just can't. So she goes, so it's like she's torn.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, Rodney's the best. And I have to say, watching, and then she goes and French kisses. She like tongue kisses Justin, who brought her gummy bears on the day bed. And like, she's clearly horny for Justin. Anybody can see that she's horny for Justin. And like, watching this and the way she handled this and her weird ultimatum thing. And he's like, I ruined everything. I'm so sorry. I didn't like become toxic and like control you and tell you not to go on a date, even though I asked it. I didn't like it, but that I'm not going to like be controlling. And I know you wanted me to be controlling, so I'll be control. And then he's like, you're mine. Nobody else can ever have you. And she's like, that's right. So she picks Rodney. But I knew watching it, I'm like, she's horny for Justin, but she knows for America wants Rodney to have a happily ever after. And she knew that. And she knew if she picked Rodney, she could probably get a good Instagram coupling following, a good TikTok, maybe a little People magazine story. Yeah,
they also have her on camera leading up to it saying, I'm not ready to make this decision.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time. I don't know what to do.
Well, she did know what to do. I felt like she was lying because I felt like she always wanted Justin. She was always
horny for Justin.
And she was always horny, but that she knew for her, like, I feel like for the PR of it and the optics that she knew for her, like, I think so. This is my theory. For her social media following that it was this America wanted she and Rodney.
It's an example of a perfectly orchestrated producerial, because you're right. She was, if you look back, she's kind of had her same behavior where she gets all doe-eyed and she's like, really? And she reacted to Rodney equally. But then when a new person was introduced, she was kind of back to square one of like, well, I want to date him and I want, you know, I'm into him too. And even the gummy bears, it just made us feel dirty because we knew how far down in his thinking, in his heart he was. And well, it's crazy and how he's like the heartbeat of like, you know, like he really, his mood affects everybody.
It's amazing.
Good point.
Huh?
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, it's also like he's – what's interesting, I was watching this with my suitor who pointed out – because he doesn't watch the whole franchise, but he pops in and watches some of it. He was like popping in optically looking at Rodney. His thought was he's just as good looking. He's the same as any of the other guys. He was like – because he was talking at the time to Andrew and then he was talking to like – Justin, he's like, he's just as handsome as any of these guys.
Do you think so?
My suitor thought so.
What
my
about
suitor
you?
Thought, I think he's just as handsome as, I think he's a good looking guy, but who's like friend zoned himself.
There are some guys on the show, and I don't even know if it has anything to do with actual physical looks, who just seem to have more sex appeal than other guys. Yeah. And I think Rodney is unfortunately on the lower end of that.
Well, Rodney to me is more hotter than Logan is hotter. I think he's just as handsome as Andrew.
You're right. He's super physically attractive, but he doesn't put his swagger out there.
Logan has more sex appeal.
He has to have a little, as our friend Lori says, more game. And Lori also pointed out that Eliza, when she's talking to Rodney, goes into a phony, higher-pitched voice that's sort of like, ah-ha-ha, like presentational. Katie's leaning forward. Katie, and then I'm going to Dr. Banana. So gather your thoughts, Dr. Banana. Katie Levine, first.
I just want to say I find Rodney very cute. He's more cute, I think, than like hot, you know?
It,
but like, that's okay. I mean, a lot of women, that's what they want. But also, like, you're right. He kind of, I think he doesn't have as much confidence and he might just kind of friend zone himself and put him, like.
That's what my suitor was watching. As a guy watching, he was like, this guy is just as good looking as all the other guys. He just doesn't know it and he's friend zoning.
I'm not saying
and
the same, that was James.
That was an optic viewer.
To me, James is kind of similar. He's a cute, nice guy, but just doesn't have the confidence and the sex appeal to really, you know, put himself up there.
He's hotter than Logan. I think he's more handsome.
Logan has more swag.
And also, but Rodney's nicer and funnier and sweeter. I mean, like, as we see, look what happened to everyone on the beach when Rodney got wronged. Like, everyone on the beach react to like that.
Well, as you know, most girls in their 20s want, like, nice and sweet as opposed to, like, swag and smelling like leather. So.
Yes. Dr. Banana, you're up, Dr. Banana.
God, this is going to be such an unpopular opinion. I'm sorry to everyone before I say it, but I don't see it in Rodney.
Whoa.
I think he's a nice guy. just a little too goofy for me.
I
don't know
I
why. I
but
don't
is it
know
now?
Why.
Is it the physical or is it?
It's
is
not
it,
really physical. I don't know why, but Rodney, for some reason, is just. I knew she was gonna go with Justin, and
we all did.
Everything
okay, all
in my
did.
Soul was like, "This
I'd
is
like to see you and raise you a." Who Please. On this show would you genuinely be like, yeah, I want to hang out with that person?
All right, you have to pick one. Besides oh. Brandon? Brandon?
No, I find Brandon to be too, like, boring. Fucking corny, too. I find a lot okay, of these right. dudes to be incredibly corny. I think I'm just, I this is not, these people are not
All right,
for
this
me.
Season, you have to pick one. This season, you have to. You have
oh,
to.
Oh, everyone should pick season? One.
Okay,
everyone has to.
Wait, everyone
has to pick,
pick
one.
Their Woo. Friend and their lover.
On this season, and they have to be contested. Okay, my so I guess friend would probably be Rodney, right?
I think Rodney,
Rodney
would be
friend?
A hot lover, though. He's big, he's goofy.
All right, no, who's my lover? All right, of anybody that's been cut too.
Who's
all right,
my
so we
lover?
Have Aaron, we have James, we have Alex, we have Australian.
Oh, Alex!
Thor.
I forgot about Alex.
Thor, we have Thor.
Thor
I
would
want
be my
Thor.
Lover.
I want Thor.
Thor would be my lover. Thor would also be my lover.
I think Thor would be my lover too. Yeah.
All right, so then we have Tyler. There's
incredible.
Tyler.
Oh,
Thor would be Thor. My lover, and my friend would be Johnny.
Oh
Johnny.
My God.
Johnny to be such a cornball.
That guy could barely tie his shoes.
Who am I going to hang out with
That's
in the pool?
That's why he needs a friend.
Like, who am I going to hang with in the pool? Johnny. But I'm going to go to the Boom Boom Room with Thor.
That's yeah. pretty good.
I would go to the Boom Boom Room with Thor, and my friend would be, and I, this is cheating because I met him at your thing. I love Alex. Alex is
Alex, my birthday party.
I thought you were gonna say.
And he's so for a guy that doesn't, you know, who English isn't his, you know, natural language. He's throwing around words like big, you know, $10 words.
I know.
All
he's right. A great guy. Who's your lover? Who's your friend, Dr. Banana?
Well, yeah, a lover is obviously Australian Thor, who got so fucked over on this show. Like, it's as if these women don't even have eyes. It's
yeah.
disturbing.
Okay, so Thor's your lover, and who's your friend?
I actually think my friend would be Rodney. Mm.
Okay. Okay.
I think
Katie.
I like a nice person who clearly doesn't seem like they're trying to be, like, conniving or
you know what? Maybe Rodney would be my friend. I don't know that I would have something to say to an unemployed realtor. Okay, all right. Okay, okay. Katie, who is your lover? Who's your friend?
Lover? I mean,
lover.
I feel like lover. I find Tyler to be the most attractive.
Ooh, okay.
I think he's so hot. But
okay.
like, we're not seeing
trying to go
a lot
to the
of
Jersey
him.
Shore.
Yeah, we're not
that's
seeing...
okay. He can still be your lover and play hard to get with the
but
camera.
I also, like, honestly, I'm like blanking on who's left. Which is
but they don't have to be left. They could have been cut.
No, but like, so, there's no one in the. I mean, I guess honestly, I really like Brandon. I just think he's sweet.
He's very
I think
nice.
He's cute.
That'd be your friend. That'd like, be your friend. Okay, well, late.
And Andrew.
Okay, so
no,
Andrew.
I was going to say for friend, honestly, I feel like Aaron.
Wow.
Me and Aaron would have a great time playing those weird games in the pool,
yes.
like trying to like hit the light.
That's why I picked Johnny. I feel like Johnny would be a fun hang by the pool. Like, he'd be like, okay, you're chill. How's it going with Thor? You guys good? You and Thor seem to be having fun. I'd be like, yeah, let's go play fucking like.
I was wondering. I was wondering why throughout the podcast you were trying to jump and touch the ceiling, but that's your thing.
I mean, he loves sharks and minnows. So do I.
Let's do. Who would be your lady lover and your lady friend? Lover, Lace. Would somebody pick a Lace? I feel like Victoria F. I feel like Victoria F. is so hot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Victoria F. is the lady lover, and my lady friend would be, what is it, Danielle, the nurse?
Oh, yeah. She's very mature.
Oh.
Who's your lady lover, lady friend, Marilyn?
Who's, like, the nastiest one? Maybe my lover would be, like, Shanae.
Yeah. You and Shanae would be so hot.
And my friend would be, like, Jessenia or something.
Nice.
No, she's not to be trusted, though. She'll stab you in the back.
Oh, that's
okay.
true.
Okay, Anna, who's your lady lover, lady friend?
I think friend would be Genevieve. I'm just drawn to her madness. I like a messy friend. A friend who's like...
Mm-hmm. Like me. Like
who
me.
Who wants to like tell you something so crazy and you're like, oh my God, Betch, you are crazy, but I am here for it.
I'm your friend.
I know. I like a friend who's ready to like literally blow up their life and then be like, can you believe I did that?
I love it.
And then my lady lover, you know, gosh... I think I would go for Shanae as well because she's so unpredictable. And you're like, what is this person going to do to me?
All right. You know who I would also pick as a friend and a lover is, what's her name? Brandon's lady.
Serene.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She would be like my mature, grounded friend. That's what made me think of it. Like opposite of
right.
Genevieve. I'd be
right.
Like,
you're right.
Serene.
You're right.
Tell me, am I crazy? Like, tell me the truth.
You're right. Victoria F would be my lady lover and Serene would be my friend.
Yes.
Okay, Katie, lady lover, lady friend.
Friend would be Serene. And then also, I don't know, lover. Victoria on here. I hated
Victoria.
Her on the regular show.
Me too. I gotta go Victoria. She's looking real hot. Okay, Bill, lady lover, lady friend, and we know she listens, so we're forcing him to play this.
Molly, I don't have a choice.
Molly, I want you to know, Molly, that he naturally picked a man when we said lover friend. He went first for lover friend man.
Doesn't that make you feel good, Molly, about who you're with?
That's actually like a very evolved guy. All right, who's lady lover, lady friend?
Let's see. How did you describe Genevieve, Anna? What did you say about
Hot
her?
Just like messy.
Oh, she's a messy. Okay. I would pick Genevieve as my lady lover because she's a mess.
Yes. Who is your man? Who is your man lover, Bill?
Friend
was Alex.
Thor. Come on.
Alex is your friend, but pick Thor. Okay. So your lover is Genevieve because she's a mess.
Yes.
And your friend is?
My friend, I think, is...
Serene?
Also Genevieve because she's a mess.
Yes.
And I like to fix my friends. So there you go. That's
okay,
why.
So basically, speaking of a mess, so then Eliza picks Rodney. She goes back and she saw, and he does like a victory laugh. They cut Justin. He's like, I wish you well. Oof. They send him off. She sobs all day. He's like, everybody's like so happy that Rodney got kept. And then she's like, I made a mistake. Like, basically, my underpants aren't doing a dance thinking about Rodney. I gotta go. As they put it, who makes your vagina pulse, which is what Shanae asked. Clearly she was trying to make her Instagram count pulse, but not her panties.
Ayo.
And her panties were pulsing more for Justin.
I want to defend Eliza for a second. And maybe I'm naive. But I don't think she made these choices for social following stuff.
I think the first one was optics.
Yeah, I think
she was pressured.
I think you're right. I think she was definitely influenced, but I think it was by the other people in the house more than her trying to strategize. That's my take on it. I think she's young. I think she's impressionable. I think everybody was in love with both of them as a couple. I think she knew that. I think she felt that. And I think that's why she ended up going that direction. And then she, realized she made a mistake immediately. That's my take. I'm not trying to be just contrarian to you, Arden, but that's my take.
Oh, I don't care.
No, I'm
here
with
for
that
it. That's why we're
that's
here. I love it. All right, we are here. We're going to take any further things on this love triangle.
On the triangle?
Just a moment for the heartbreak of the entire house. That was hard to watch.
The sobbing was insane. Like, the sobbing was insane.
I don't want to go there in my Bachelor in Paradise. I do not want to go there. That was,
it
was like something
very
broke.
Theater camp. It felt theater camp, like we all have too many feelings. We're all 13. Like, it felt very young, very theater camp. The group hug. It was like a bunch of people who's like, they're away for the first time out of their parents' house. They all are like, you like, you know, Fiddler on the Roof too? Oh, I fucking love Spring Awakening, you know? And like, oh, and I'm going to have all my feelings. We're going to do trust fall exercises. Yeah. We're going to do mirror exercises. And we're going to cry. I can't.
You're nailing it. Like, that's exactly what it is. They're
like
all.
I couldn't help but think like what Shanae was thinking about all this while it was going on. Cause I know that she's like looking around the room like, what the fuck?
Well,
why are these people crying?
My suitor made me back up and he was like, Kate's cry, he thought at first looked like she was stifling a laugh. And then so we had to back up. So it looked like she kind of made herself cry and then made herself add in the cry.
Yeah, and I was a little pissed off at Kate when she was stifling a laugh, but then I realized I had been laughing the whole time too. So as had Molly. So is that bad? Is that bad that we laughed a little bit during the mass crying?
I mean, no, that's the honest human response.
Because it was so ridiculous.
It was so ridiculous. Okay. Production team, do you have any further thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, clearly you can really see the damage that has been done to these people on, like, having no cell phone, having no TV. You can't even look at a magazine that you're so deeply into this beach that you're like literally like a part of the beach now in Sayulita. That like a factor that everyone just loves is taken away, and these people's emotional response. It's as if someone come in and been like, Jesse Palmer has been murdered.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and they're like, who?
What? Yeah, they're like, who? But like, or it's just like, Wells has been kidnapped and will never, you know, it's like the emotional response to someone just literally getting on a flight and going home is like,
not even driving to that other air conditioned hotel.
They're just going to like a AC bedroom and they're like,
yeah, they're going to a hotel.
And I'm like, wow, everyone needs to drink water.
Everyone
ASAP.
Needs to drink water. Okay,
and like,
Katie,
take your vitamins.
What is your final thoughts on that?
I mean, I think it showed how much people like Rodney, but it was extreme. I've never seen a reaction like that. Like the guys especially were just like, I mean, devastated. Yeah. I've never, like, they were all just bawling. I felt, you know, I felt terrible for them. As much as I disagreed with what Eliza was doing and how she handled it, I did feel bad for her. That must have been a terrible situation for her to be in. She must have been so stressed. Like, that sucks. Yeah. That sucks for her. Like, especially to do it on television, too. You know, as much as I think that, like, she should have, I think she was pressured into choosing Rodney because of everyone else on the beach. She probably should have listened to her gut. So she didn't handle it right. But it just sucked for everybody.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk with these party champs about the very quickly about the Michael and Danielle quick weird date with Wells. And then we're going to do Tweet of the Week in reviews.
It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
Mother's Day is coming and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. Okay, just very quickly. So Danielle and Michael, they get a date and they send them riding horses around and around in Sayulita with Wells following them on a donkey. And then the thing that moved her the most was he was like, hey, do you think we'll ever come back to Sayulita? She's like, that means we'll be together. And then he, Wells starts talking about how kind of hinting almost this is how Michael must feel about Danielle. But he's like, as soon as I had my first date with my now wife, my at the time fiance, Sarah, I called my sister. I'm like, I think I just had a date with my wife. Like, blah, like I met my favorite person. And they were like, huh? And like, you could see that Wells was emotional. Because if you remember, he went on a date with Danielle. I don't know if you guys remember.
Oh, wow.
Remember, there was like a smooch or something at the end of a Paradise once. And yeah.
I have so to like, say, though, that felt very like producer plant. Like they were just like, hey, totally. You guys both haven't like, you haven't connected with anyone. Can you guys just like pretend to like each other and kiss a little bit? Like that's how I always felt about that.
Danielle and Wells.
Yeah, because Danielle and Wells, because they were friends before. I do want to say that because I remember they were really good friends because they both live in Nashville. And so I always felt like that was super fake.
Speaking
with
of
Wells
producer planned, I mean,
oh my God, this date.
But didn't it
this
feel date. Like yeah. Wells had a in his contract had like a some kind of clause that he has to be heavily
a
featured on
or
one
something.
Date?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Or that they haven't done anything with Danielle and Michael. So they're like, how can we jazz this up?
They did. They had the boat date. They had their first boat date. They've already had a date.
I think that's Wells's agent all the way. Somehow.
Really? But I mean, but they're not even just letting him hang out and like be fun at the bar. You know, like Wells is just funny off the cuff. Like
it was bizarre. It was a weird date.
It was weird. Okay. Any final thoughts on that? I mean, look, I really am rooting for Danielle. You know, I love me some Wells. I don't know that this guy is emotionally available. I hope if it is legit, because she's so sweet, like I'm rooting for her. I hope it's legit.
Yeah.
I feel protective of her. That's all.
You guys, I haven't heard all the podcasts, but Molly told me that you all aren't so high on Michael. Is that correct?
Anna's done a little research, and so, I feel like he'll break a lot of hearts.
I don't trust him.
Is it because you don't think he's recovered from his loss, or is he just a bad guy, coupled with television?
Yeah, I feel like he uses the death of his wife to get out of relationships instead of just being like, I'm just not that into you, like he did with Ciara, I thought. Yeah. Like, I thought what he did to her was actually, like, really fucked up, and it felt in a way that he had used her to, oh, hey, puppy.
It's a good looking. That's a very that good. Like, look how gorgeous that. That's like a lion.
Like, I love that he's like, and yeah, I agree. I don't like Michael.
he wants to weigh in.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. What she says. Just popped up over her shoulder. Sorry. Okay. No, I just felt that he kind of, in a way, used Ciara to stay longer because the week before he broke up with her, he was being very responsive to what she was saying. And then all of a sudden he was like, it's too much. I'm not ready. And it's like, well, if you're not ready, go home. And then a week later, Danielle showed up and he was like, oh my God, I'm ready. And it's like, what? How? Yes, I did go to a website called Real Bachelor Jobs where they do like investigations on what people really do, and they found some kind of
apparently
like,
he's
not
dicing
great,
like in his profession.
Not great stuff about his like companies, and so soured me on
he
him.
He was so well liked in as
I know.
On the Bachelorette.
That seems to happen because then people slide into the DMs. People get like
you get veneers.
He got his new teeth. He got his zaddy makeover. He grew his beard. He got
worked out. Yeah,
he worked out.
Wow.
All right, you guys, it's been such a joy. We're going to do some quick reviews. Dr. Banana, we are on our way to getting 2.3 by 2023. Right now, we have 2,170 ratings. They count that as 2.2, so that works. We just need 100 more ratings. In order to do that, in order to rate us, you just need to go to your podcast app. And this is on Apple Podcasts, if you have that. And then you scroll, you open up, will you accept this rose? And you scroll to the bottom, and you'll see ratings and reviews. So you can tap to rate, hopefully 5 stars. And if you scroll one more thing down, you can do write a review. So here's, you want to hear a fun one that we got, Dr. Banana?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's one that I like, not to be totally vain. This was a 5-star review from Tara Talley. You look amazing. Love the podcast, yada, yada, but I'm watching Will You Watch What Happens Live, and I am blown away at how great you look. I just wanted to tell you that you look gorgeous and spectacular. I want to just thank you for that. And I honestly, it takes a village. I had not slept much. I had been in Ohio at our friend Debbie Ryan's house all weekend. And so it really just goes to show you, just becoming a champion, don't speak against yourself. I was tired. I outsourced and I got my friend Eric to sort of shine me up. And I was like, no, I'm a freaking champion and I'm going to go fake it till I make it. You met Eric, Anna, when we went to BravoCon.
Eric is great.
He's the jam. He's the jam. We also got other reviews that are not just about how cute I looked. Here's another one. Here's a great one. 5 stars, a must listen, D-Gubs 420. I've been a fan of Arden for years as an actor and writer and comedian. When I learned she did a weekly podcast about The Batch, I had to check it out. I have never been unhappy about that decision. Even if you don't watch the show or if you fast forward a lot like I do, you will enjoy this podcast. Facts, Dr. Banana is the best, and there is nothing better than a good old-fashioned boner hunt with Katie. And each episode, I'm reminded of the stuff I forgot to, thanks to the weed that I smoke, and I learn of the good stuff I fast forwarded through. Don't be a drip, be a champion, and listen to this pod. Anna, how much do you love the Dr. Banana is the best, and there's nothing better than a good old fashioned boner hunt with Katie?
I mean, there really isn't anything better than that.
I just love that Katie is the one that is our boner hunt champion, right?
I mean, she's got the eye for it.
She's got the eye for it. Also, we got some nice – here's a great email. This is from Jetta Weinstein. And you can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. And if you win your sleep crown, tweet of the week, email us your address at rosepodcast. The subject is becoming a champion. Dear Arden and the fabulous production team game, longtime listener of the pod, and I wanted to write in to show some love. I was at the Union Hall recording 3 weeks ago, and it was so much fun. Sitting all the way in the back row, every minute was worth it, and it was so great to be surrounded by so many other fans who delight in this wild, ridiculous roller coaster ride that is the Bachelor franchise. What I really want to mention, though, is that there were 2 times this week when I felt like I was becoming a champion. I'm someone who struggled with getting into romantic relationships, so super introverted and shy that I tend not to pursue crushes for fear of rejection. But this week, I felt like I was on the verge of a major breakthrough. I was actually going to reach out to a friend and tell him I was interested in him. That would have been huge, definite champion material. Unfortunately, that's when I inadvertently heard through the grapevine he's already in a committed relationship. Needless to say, kind of devastated. Like I'd been turned down even before I had a chance. So to make myself feel better, I listened to a recent episode, the one in which Brendan Smith said that no man is worth shedding a tear over. I found myself laughing all over again. It seemed like maybe I had a champion moment for a second time, realizing that I am fine and it's not the end of the world after all. I remember that I have a newfound confidence, so I just need to eventually try again with someone else and I can hope for the best. I can't tell you how much I appreciate gaining that perspective and through enjoying your podcast. I never expected for this week to offer this kind of personal growth while also rolling my eyes at the Paradise Saga of Erin and Genevieve. But here we are, all the very best, Jet from Brooklyn. Jet, good for you! Yeah. That is so huge. And shout out to our king, Brendan, who we just adore. How much do you love hearing things like that, Dr. BBs?
I love that. Thank you so much for that email. I mean, it's always nice to hear that people are living their true champion lives.
Well, yeah. And it's just like, look, we can't, honestly, I feel like the win is in the asking, not in the getting. Like, it just like throwing your hat in the ring. It's not about like, we can't control. It's not about actually like getting what you want, but it's at least being willing to try and then accepting like, okay, now is not the time, but you were going to do it. So it's nothing about you as a person. All right. Are you guys ready to do Tweet of the Week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Okay, so we're going to narrow it down to two. I believe I have eight, and whoever wins is going to win a sleep crown pillow from our dream queen, Julie. Have you guys, do you have a sleep crown?
No.
I don't, but it's my dream.
I got to tell you, I travel with my travel one, and it's kind of like an adult security blanket now. All right, here we go. Here are the eight that we've narrowed it down to. And if you want to participate, tweet to me at Arta Maureen, M-Y-R-I-N, at Anna Hosnier, H-O-S-S-N-I-E-H, and do hashtag W-Y-A-T-R, that's important, by midnight on the night that the show airs. And that puts you in the running. Okay. Here we go. We have eight to narrow down to two to pick one. This is from Here for the Right Reasons at For Da Right Reasons. Kate has the ambition of a Disney villain stepmother.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
that feels funny. Accurate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, this is from Lauren Jean Johnston at Words by L.I.J. All right, everyone, this is a bit dramatic for a relationship that lasted 4.5 days. Go get a snack and take a nap.
Yeah.
This is from Jean at Aunt Gail's. Hayden is Florida real estate rich, which has to be the most unstable rich you can be.
For real.
It's all about the fall to the ocean. It's a
smart
joke.
That's so true. This is from Laura Jean Johnson at Words by L.I.J. None of these people have had a drop of water or a full night's sleep since arriving on this beach, and it shows. Okay, this is from Britt Paulson at Beerit. This show is so boring, and have any of these people even fucked? By the way, she's right. She's right. No one is fucked. No one is in the
not that
room.
We've seen.
Not that we've
no,
seen.
No, but they would seen. Show it. They would show it.
Genevieve and Aaron, they like said something kind of alluding to it. Like he says something alluding to the boom boom room.
It. They like nothing more than that couple that was sucked the whipped cream off the sandy toes. They want to send you into that DNA-covered room. Yeah. Like,
ew.
I just love the simplicity and the anger of that tweet is so how much we're all feeling. That just makes me laugh. This is from Prime Minister and Alexis at ABC Madsen. I get being sad your friend left the show, but these sleep-deprived, horny people really need to go get some water and take a nap. He did not get murdered.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there you go.
Wow, exactly. Having water that's and sleeping exactly is a big it theme in the tweets.
Sleep-deprived, horny people is a funny
it's
phrase.
True. It's true.
So
they're clearly like
to hear people like echoing. You're like, yes. That's what we're
feeling. This is from Gretchen Schrader at None for Gretchen S. The only thing harder to watch than Eliza breaking up with Rodney was the indignity of him having to scooch across that daybed 3 times before he could stand up. this is from Still the King Internet at Still the King One. Writing on behalf of Christ, you can have Kate back, Stylito. Okay, and then this is for – in Los Angeles, we have a lot of ads for Scientology that air during The Bachelor. So this is from B. Perry at Great Bedonia. Given a certain persistent advertiser, I can only assume in this episode I will see Jesse Palmer announce – he just arrived from his volcano lair in his interstellar 7047. Here is Zeno, and he has a date card. Okay, wow. I kind of like daybed scooch and people fucking.
Yeah, those
for the
two.
Final
same.
Two.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Zeno is very imaginative and.
Zeno was also great. Okay, so number one, down to the final two, Britt Paulson at Beer It. This show is so boring, and have any of these people even fucked? Or Gretchen Schrader at None for Gretchen S. The only thing harder to watch than Eliza breaking up with Rodney was the indignity of him having to scooch across that daybed 3 times before he could stand up. Have these people even fucked or the daybed scooch? Bill Kunstler.
Oh, my God. It's my head and my heart. The daybed is a smarter joke, but the other one –
is so honest. I'm going with honest. I'm going with fuck.
Okay, Mary Lynn, daybed scooch or people even fucked?
Has anyone even fucked?
I mean, I gotta go. I'm gonna have to just throw myself in and just, I won't say anything. Okay, Katie, you're next.
Fucked.
Daybed or fucked?
Fucked.
Fucked. Okay, yeah. Dr. Banana, fucked or daybed?
I think we gotta go fucked.
It is unanimous. Britt Paulson, up here. This show is so boring, and of any of these people even fucked? It's really, I feel like it's like, come on, man. We're at like the final two fucking weeks. Like, no one has fucked.
Ashley and Jared, but they don't count.
But they don't count. And it took them like four nights to fuck.
I know.
You know? Like,
four nights of farting.
Four nights of farting, and then they did it just on principle to fuck. Like, they did it because they knew like they couldn't, that they would be in trouble if they didn't fuck. God, what is happening? Mary Lynn, what would you like to promote?
Fucking on principle only. It's hilarious.
Dude,
follow
we've
me
all
on
been
Instagram
there.
At Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
Okay, Bill, what would you like to promote?
Same thing. I'm on Twitter at Bill Kunstler, and I'd like to promote my wife, who became a director at Nielsen in the last 6 months or so.
Oh, that's
the
exciting.
Nielsen company. So please.
That's great.
I'd like to celebrate her.
I would like to remind everybody, don't make me become a realtor. Come to Los Angeles or watch us virtually. Everything will be up on our website, rosepodcast.vodka. It is, so we're doing a live show. It is at 7 p.m. at Dynasty Typewriter, and you'll be able to come to the live show. It's in Los Angeles. It's going to be me, Gareth, who's our Dracula, Aaron Foley, Rob Benedict, Brian Safi, Jaquise, Miles Gray, the production crew. And you can also watch virtually. It's my birthday bachelorette. We're staging an entire improvised show, a season of The Bachelor on stage. And also we have t-shirts that we're going to have our Party Champ merch that you can get with the bundle with the live show. You'll be able to interact with Katie and Anna. You'll be able to talk to us on stage. So get your tickets either virtually or please come in person so we can support a tour, our marital tour of coming to your wedding to impress your family and friends with your bad taste in wedding guests. And then we're also doing Winter House with Brendan Smith, which is so fun on Patreon. So all of that, rosepodcast.vodka, you can find everything. Katie Levine, what would you like to promote?
I am KT_money on Twitter and Instagram. And right now, all of the animal shelters across the country are full, especially with large dogs. Please foster and adopt a dog. It's a great time to adopt. If you can't adopt, please consider fostering. If you live in LA, Foster for Life LA on Instagram is a great organization that will help match you with a dog that fits your needs, and it will save lives of animals in shelters.
Large rescue.
Yes.
Right here.
Is that a large rescue?
Yes.
Where did you get him?
Let's see. Before I moved out of my house, post divorce, pre pandemic, 2020.
He's so cute. He's
there's
so
my
cute.
Rescue.
Oh, he's so cute.
Those ears.
Hey.
Those are great ears.
Oh my God. I've got two cat rescues.
Adopt a dog or a cat or a guinea pig or a rabbit or a chicken. You know, there's a bunch of animals that need homes.
I got
a
Dr. Banana, anything you want to promote?
Yeah, I'm at Anna Hosnia on Twitter and I'm at Selling Hosnia on Instagram, but I got to run. So
bye, Anna.
Did you email me the copy?
I haven't even been able to write it, but I will do my best.
Okay, great. Bye. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Until next time. Thank you so much. My name is Anna Marie. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.